Shalom. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel. Speaking on behalf of Kosher 101.9, radio around the world. We are located in Jerusalem, and this message concerns the Feast of Sukkot, which is coming up, and the Lost Ten Tribes in general. This is our first talk on the subject. Tonight, Monday evening at sunset, begins the Feast of Sukkot. The Feast of Sukkot lasts for 7 days. The first day of Sukkot is a feast day. The day after Sukkot is also a feast day. Altogether, then, we can say that we have 8 days of festivity, with a festival at the beginning and a festival at the end. The 6 days in between the two festivals are ordinary days, but they have an elevated festive status. In Israel, many people do not work throughout Sukkot. Most shops and government offices and so on will be open for only half a day, which is a holiday period. Religious Jews try not to do any unnecessary work in that period. Religious Jews during Sukkot eat, and in many cases they also sleep in the Sukkot. This applies more to the males than the females. A sukkah, in the English Bible, it is referred to as a booth. A sukkah, in principle, it consists of three walls, at least three walls, with a roof of vegetation. In practice, all kinds of walls are used, and we have optimum requirements, the most stringent requirements, and lenient requirements, de facto requirements in times of emergency. So you get all different degrees of kosher Sukkot. Some are more kosher than others, some are very kosher, some are just past the bare requirements, just past the threshold, as if to say. But in Israel, you can find Sukkot all over the place. Many houses on the verandas, in their yards, outside of cafes, you'll see Sukkot. In public places, you'll see Sukkot. Before synagogues, town squares, all over. You'll find all types of Sukkot, all types of interesting Sukkot, all over Israel. The roof of a Sukkot, in principle, should be made of vegetable matter, and it should provide plenty of shade. In Israel, many people use palm leaves for the roof. Palm leaves are attractive, they are clean, they are heavy enough not to be blown away by the wind. And they are convenient. They are long and large, and you don't need a good many of them. You don't need a lot of palm trees in order to have a decent roof. An alternative, instead of palm trees, you'll also find people using sugar cane or different types of cane matted together in kind of mats and spread across the roofs. Or you'll just find ordinary branches. A lot of people just use ordinary tree branches. In Israel, a lot of local councils at this period, in the time of Sukkot, they use the occasion to prune back the trees in the public domain. Workers of the local councils go out and they cut away excess branches of all trees in the neighborhood, and they gather all these branches together and they leave them on street corners. The local inhabitants who have their own Sukkot can come and take as many of these branches as they need and use them for the roof of their Sukkot. So at this period, you'll see on street corners bundles of branches and so on, and see people coming and dragging away branches, as many as they can carry, and then coming back for more. Sukkot is a festive, happy occasion. In the biblical period, this was the harvest time, when they're bringing in the harvest, and everyone is happy. And so too, even now, the happiness remains. The principle, the atmosphere of happiness remains, even though we don't rely so much on agricultural produce And because of the changes in agricultural production in our time, it's not the harvest of most of the crops that are grown are not harvested around this time, but later or earlier. Doesn't matter, the atmosphere of harvest time of produce, of getting together, of communal effort, of the family, all this still remains as part of the Sukkot atmosphere. Many Jews will tell you that this is their favorite feast. It is a time for the family to be together and to taste something of outdoor living while not necessarily having to go outdoors. Also, in biblical times during Sukkot, there was a ceremonial drawing up of water from a spring just beside the temple, in the Gihon. But draw up water from it, and it was a great festification. There was a lot of happiness, a lot of public displays of acrobats. Even great people displayed the acrobatical prowess and so on, and the music. And even now, you'll find all over Israel in public squares or before synagogues or in all types of places, find religious bands giving free concerts. And some of them are very good and worth listening to. You always see people gathering around, some of them dancing. And it's quite a happy time. And this can be experienced just by walking around the streets in certain neighborhoods. It's almost as spontaneous happenings of this nature occur, as well as organized ones. In the Bible, the term for Sukkot is booth. That's how it's translated. And the Feast of Sukkot itself is referred to as the Feast of Tabernacles. We find in Leviticus 23:33, where it says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day there shall be an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work thereon." And it goes on, and it tells you how Sukkot should be celebrated and what should be done and the sacrifices that should be made. And it continues, and towards the end at verse 23:42, it says, "Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths." So here we have the commandment to dwell in booths, to live in booths. So these days, this commandment is kept in different ways. Some people keep it literally, and they eat and sleep in the Sukkot. Others just eat and or drink coffee or sit around the Sukkot during the 7 days. Depends everyone according to his own circumstances, his own understanding of the law. And it's also the customary, as I said, for the families to have their family meals in the Sukkot. And even though the females are not expressly included in this commandment, the women love the Feast of Sukkot more than anyone else, because it's when everyone gets together, it's when they feel good, and when it's a good time. The Bible says that we are commanded to keep the Feast of Sukkot, to remember the temporary dwelling we dwelt in when we came out of Egypt. As it says in verse 23:43, "That your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." Commentators add, in addition to this express commandment and this express reason that is given, it also comes to tell us that we should realize that everything in this world is temporary, both the good and the bad, and the task of this world is to do the will of the Almighty, to please God. Traditionally, during Sukkot, the book of Kohelet, book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible is read. And as we said, Sukkot is a happy time and is a family time. And this is an important point. God wants you to do well. He wants all of us to do well. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to have a family. And he wants us to do his will. Not everyone achieves this. Not everyone is happy. Not everyone has a family. But those who do should appreciate it and work to develop it. Work so that not only they appreciate it, but also the rest of the family appreciate it. And those who lack it should strive to gain it. This is what the Almighty wants. This is the will of the Almighty. Do good, and good will come unto you. This is our message to you for Sukkot. We have an additional message concerning the Lost Ten Tribes and Sukkot that we will speak of separately. In the meantime, remember, keep well, do well. Look after yourselves and may God bless you. This is Yair Davidi, signing off from New Bambi, Yerushalayim. Thank you.